From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. China announced Saturday that it will limit exports of petroleum products to the North Korea region to comply with United Nations Security Council sanctions on the North's nuclear and missile development programs. Meanwhile, North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho suggested Kim Jong-un is considering testing a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific in response to President Trump's threat at the United Nations to totally destroy North Korea. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
Yang Uk, a senior researcher at the Korea Defense and Security Forum in Seoul, says detonating a nuclear-tipped missile over the Pacific Ocean would be a logical final step by North Korea to prove the success of its weapons program. However, it would be extremely provocative and carry huge risks. The radioactive fallout could be significant, as well as the diplomatic backlash around the world. David Albright, founder of the nonprofit Institute for Science and International Security, said if Kim carries out such a test, it will be a tipping point for China and may prompt many other countries to demand an end to the regime. And Joshua Pollack, editor of the Washington-based Nonproliferation Review, believes Pyongyang's next step may be a test of its ICBM at full range into the Pacific. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
State media says Iran has successfully tested a new medium-range ballistic missile that was on display in a military parade Friday. State television aired the footage. It was not clear when and where the test launch of the missile was conducted. President Hassan Rouhani said that at the military parade that Iran would strengthen its missile program without seeking any country's permission. This is VOA News. Authorities in western Puerto Rico have begun evacuating people on buses as quickly as they can, while the National Weather Service is warning a dam is beginning to fall. VOA's Mia Bush is on the situation with the dam.
Operators at the dam on Lake Oaxaca in northwestern Puerto Rico reported the dam began to fail Friday afternoon and said it was causing flash floods downstream. Puerto Rico's government called the situation very dangerous.
Officials there scrambled to evacuate tens of thousands of people from a river valley below the dam in the island's northwest on the verge of collapsing. U.S. President Donald Trump criticized U.S. Senator John McCain at a political rally in Alabama Friday for opposing the Republican Party's latest attempt to repeal the nation's health care law known as Obamacare. Speaking at a campaign event for Republican Senator Luther Strange, Mr. Trump said McCain's opposition was sad and a horrible, horrible thing. Mr. Trump continued to lash out at the senator from Arizona in a series of tweets Saturday morning. One, and McCain announced his opposition Friday to Republicans' last-ditch attempt to replace the Affordable Care Act. The 81-year-old senator, who is fighting brain cancer, said he could not, in good conscience, vote for the measure, which would repeal major parts of the law and replace them with block grants to the states to tailor their own health care programs. Mexican authorities have raised the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake to more than 290 as rescue workers continue to search through rubble, refusing to give up hope of finding survivors. The National Civil Protection Chief said more than half of the fatalities, 155 people, died in the capital city of Mexico City. Rescue teams in central Mexico have been working around the clock among the flattened buildings since Tuesday's massive 7.1 magnitude quake. Earthquake rescue experts also arrived from Israel, Japan, and the United States, according to Mexico's Foreign Minister Luis Videgaray.
President Trump was very quick to respond, and he ordered the people in the White House and other departments, including USAID, FEMA, and the Department of State, to react.
More than 3 days after the quake, rescuers were now finding more bodies than living survivors. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Friday dismissed the notion of renegotiating a new agreement curbing Iran's nuclear weapons development, maintaining U.S. concerns about Iran are beyond the scope of the deal. The U.S. President Trump threatened to declare Iran in violation of the 2015 agreement unless it broadened itself to punish Iran for pursuing a ballistic missile program. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.